Good morning and welcome to Headline News here on www.goforgold.lk, all the sporting news that you need to note down. I'm joined by my co-host Lucky Pérez from our studios as we welcome you all this morning, today being the 21st of May 2026. The top story is from Sylhet, where Pakistan were beaten by Bangladesh in the second and the final test by 78 runs, and the Pakistanis sadly have received a whitewash. Meantime, Mumbai Indians at Eden Gardens suffered yet another loss against Calcutta Knight Riders in the Tata IPL, and the English women have got the better of New Zealand in their second T20 game comprehensively, the English winning by 7 wickets. And last but not the least, we do have news that India under 19 team will tour Sri Lanka for a one-day and also a four-day test match series in the month of June. We wind up our session today with views from an analyst and a rugby specialist in the school's rugby games coming up on Saturday and on Sunday. And that is an analyst in terms of win prediction. So stay tuned, plenty if you are a rugby lover as well. Yesterday at Sylhet, Bangladesh beat Pakistan comprehensively by 78 runs to seal the second test 2-0, which was a very interesting test match. Let's take a look at the main scores. Bangladesh batting first made 278 in their first essay, and they made 390 in the second innings. The Pakistanis fell short by 47 runs in the first innings. They made 252, and in the second innings, they were bowled out for 358 in pursuit of 437 to win this game. Sadly, they couldn't reach the target. Mohammad Rizwan top scored with 94 for Pakistan. Tajul Islam, top bowler, took 6 for 120 runs in the second innings. The player of the series award went to Musfiqur Rahim, the right-hander, and also the player of the match, of course, Litton Das, who made 126 in the first innings and 69 in the second innings. Moving on to Eden Gardens, Calcutta Knight Riders, who had played 12 games with 11 points, still fighting hard to get among the top four for the playoffs, got the better of Mumbai Indians yesterday by 4 wickets. Let's take a look at the main scores. Kolkata Knight Riders, who won the toss, put Mumbai Indians to bat. The Mumbai Indians made 147 for 8 wickets. None of the top order batters did well for Mumbai Indians, surprisingly. Corbin Bosch, the bowler, 32. Hardik Pandya, who came back as captain, made 26. And Tilak Varma contributed with 20. The top bowler for Kolkata Knight Riders was the West Indian Narayan, the spinner, 4 overs, miserly gave away 13 runs and got 1 wicket. Cameron Green got 2 for 23 and Dubey took 2 for 34, with Tyagi among the wickets taking 2 for 37. Kolkata Knight Riders with 5 balls to spare won this match comprehensively. They got to 147 runs for the loss of 6 wickets. Manish Pandey made 45, Rowan Powell 40, and Corbin took 3 for 30 for Mumbai Indians, with Bumrah picking up 1 for 26. So mathematically, Kolkata Knight Riders have an opportunity to qualify for the playoffs, depending on the results of the other matches. Now, today I'm going to read to you what the games that are coming up in the Tata IPL. That's purely because of the business end of this long tournament. Today, Gujarat Titans, who have already qualified, will play against Chennai Super Kings. Chennai Super Kings need a win because they are in 6th place, and if they can get a win, they too are in the fold to qualify for the playoffs. Then tomorrow, being Friday, Sunrisers Hyderabad and Royal Challengers Bangalore. This is going to be an interesting game. Both teams have qualified, so keep your eyes open. Then come Saturday, of course, PBKS, who are also in the running, will take on Lucknow Super Giants, are already eliminated. And Sunday, Rajasthan Royals. That's a team that's been controlled by Kumar Sangakkara. Will they get to the playoffs as Mumbai Indians play their last game? So that'll be interesting. And of course, like I made mention, KKR have a challenge against Delhi Capitals on Sunday. So Sunday we have two IPL games. And then we come to the conclusion of the league stage in Tata IPL. Keep you posted about that on our Sunday's presentation. Right, here we come for win prediction. Four important games. Isipathana playing against Trinity College Kandy on Sunday. Two of the finest teams so far in the school's arena. Trinity College Kandy being the former league champions. And will they retain that leadership? Wait and see. As far as win prediction is concerned, our win predictors today are, of course, Christopher Jordish, the former captain of St. Thomas's, who also captained the CRN FC, played for Sri Lanka, and also our rugby analyst in Spencer Leon. So these two gentlemen feel that it will be Evan Stevens, Isipathana versus TCK. And what they stated is the team that plays less mistakes or makes less mistakes, unforced errors could come out as winners. Trinity are consistent, they state, but Isipathana are an improved side and playing in their own backyard, it'll be a big challenge for the Trinity Lions. Royal College versus St. Thomas's at Jurassic Park on Saturday seems to be the game that everyone will keep their eyes focused on, because the winner will join Trinity, Isipathana, Wesley and St. Peter's in the cup segment. And both Spencer Leon, our analyst, and Christopher Jordish feel that the Thomians have an edge because they are playing better rugby. Royal College need to work as a team. We saw them having a tough time against Kingswood. They also lost to Zaira, mind you. But nevertheless, the other side of the coin is Royal College can be very dangerous, especially when they are pushed against the wall. That will be a very interesting game, mind you. St. Peter's College will be hosting Wesley College. Now, St. Peter's, like Trinity, have one problem. Too many penalties being given to the opposition. They need to cut down on that. If they do, then they might be able to get the better of Wesley in their own backyard. But if they start making those unforced errors, giving away penalties, Wesley will have a bit of a cakewalk. And that's what's predicted by both specialists in Christopher Jordish and, of course, our analyst, Spencer Leon. And the game that will be of great interest, because Zaira, if they can beat Thurston, which they can in their own backyard, according to our two experts, that's Spencer Leon and Christopher Jordish, they will qualify for the cup segment. So let me repeat it again. Isipathana, TCK, Evan Stevens, according to our experts. Royal College versus STC, St. Thomas's College, Mount Lavinia go out as strong favourites. St. Peter's College, Wesley, they still feel St. Peter's are favourites, but they have to control their mistakes, and Zaira could get the better of Thurston on Saturday in their own backyard. So wait and see. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Pires. I hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. Remember, we'll also have some news for you tomorrow on the English Football Premier League. Plenty to look forward to, isn't it? Spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. Have a blessed day.